Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Before I start the subject, there's one lady, one old lady, weak, sickly, all kind of complications got, and she contacts me to tell me that I'm not making enough ibadah. I'm not making enough ibadah. Now it's obvious, everyone's condition is different. If you want to follow your nafs, then your nafs will tell you whatever ibadah do is too little. But you know that you are very sick, and you can do that much only. But you exert yourself to do more and more, putting pressure on yourself. Islam don't teach us that. So coincident, I just opened Hazrat's kitab, and the old lady gave the same complaint. Hazrat says to her, he says that Allah must give you first good health, good peace. He gave that dua first. And thereafter told her, because she don't take the trouble of waking up with tahajjud. Now a sheikh can talk like that. She's concerned now, if I'm men too, also very old and sickly, they also won't exert themselves. They can't come to the masjid, but they want to come to the masjid, because their nafs overtakes them. That's why it's so important that you must have a sheikh. So it so happened, Hazrat told her this much, wrote to her and told her, love you, barakat, and give good eyesight also. And also told her this much. The matters of faraiz, obligation act, there is so much of concession. Allah has given so much of concession in the matter of faraiz, in the farz namaz. If a person cannot stand, he must sit and eat. He cannot sit, he can lie down. In farz namaz, so much of concession is given to tell her this, mother, you are showing so much importance to nawafil. So much importance to nawafil. See how important it is to how you are going to explain to them. She's got the urge to do good deeds, and she felt I'm not doing anything at all, but she's not in the position to do it. She's so weak. And she still wants to wake up for tahajjud namaz. She still wants to do this wazifa and that wazifa. She will read that Quran and that Quran. She said that longing is there, but she's not supposed to do it. Not supposed to do it. So Hazrat told her, if so much of precaution needed and concession given for faraiz, then nawafil should not pay attention at all. What you must do, you must read a time of Isha namaz, read your four rakat namaz, and that will become part of tahajjud namaz. So if she is comfortable also. So that she must not go through that thing, I did do nothing. So like that you find people, Shariat has shown it is farz, you know, to look after your health. It's farz. It's very important, it's farz. Today you don't look after your health. Eating also, same thing. You have to be very cautious of eating also. Sleeping also. Eating not so much that causes harm to your body. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was eating the one with all his hands, don't eat this thing. So we know what is supposed to be right and what is wrong. So he too, Hazrat told her, that how much important it is that you must pay, look after your health and make sure that if faraiz so much, then nawafil will not be so much behind it. Like men today too, they can't walk properly, but they still want to walk to the masjid. Allah, that did not make it difficult for you, but you're making yourself difficult. If you make yourself difficult, then you're asking for it. Your eyesight is not right, you can't walk properly, you walk with a stick. But in namaz at home, you get more reward, because that is why your heart wants one different, Allah wants two different things. Yeah, also the nafs come in between. The nafs will tell you to go to the masjid. But the right answer is you stay at home and in namaz, because your condition does not allow it. I'll just give you one incident. Hazrat ji, once the Tabi Jamaat came there. And it so happened that one blind man came there. And they had two serve him. There were two khadims there. So I said, you go down, you come here in Jamaat. See, when Allah Wala talk to somebody else, the great pastor, you coming out in Jamaat, they have to look after you to do something else. How much you took care of? So important it is that you must have someone to guide you and don't follow your nafs. But most important today, we have become slaves of our nafs. Whatever nafs tells us to do this. That nafs, at the moment, our nafs is lawama and amara. We are not mutmainna. Mutmainna is something very far. Very, very far. When the farista say, Ya ayatuhan nafsul mutmainna, when the person is passing away, only to those people's hearts of that kind who wait and long to meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I am waiting for you more than you waiting for me. The person gets that quality in him. That he becomes source and grows when he becomes mutmainna, becomes so strong in his heart, so itminan, peace of serenity of what kind that you cannot even describe. That he becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the farista begin to invite him, they say, we are waiting for you, we are also waiting for you, and you get so happy to go to. That is why sometimes you find a person is passing away, you may feel that he's completely reading, making talqin that la ilaha illallah. He doesn't respond, You may be thinking, what is wrong with this person? A lot of people think like that, you know. You mean la ilaha illallah, that person turns away. We think, oh, people do not understand. They do not understand. Shaykh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrati gave us an incident. It so happened that he was a Khalifa of Miyadin Nur Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah. And he was passing away. And meaning talqin la ilaha illallah. Not saying a word to anyone. He got very worried. It's a lesson for us too. Because we jump into conclusion. You see people passing away. Straight away they ran to Hadi Miyadin Nur Muhammad Sahib, called him, Hazrat, come, this is the position. Came there. Looked at him. Shaykh Muhammad Sahib, I'm saying how Mahazrat you say. Shaykh Muhammad Sahib, bolte nahi. This Mahazrat's words. Shaykh Muhammad Sahib, bolte nahi. Third time, Shaykh Muhammad Sahib, Hazrat, woke up. Please stop them. They are drawing me towards his name. I am with him. Musamma Isma. They are drawing me towards his name, and I am with him. So you don't know when you get that mutmainna, that peace of that, which you really call, that is something else. That's why, when a person gets nafs mutmainna, it so happens, with the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa tawfiq Allah ta'ala, and to achieve that, you have made a lot of zikr. Zikr of the Quran, Sharif, whatever you do, tilawat the Quran, zikr continuously, it comes to a point where you know, and then you became to, and mutmainna brings about solitude in you. Then you do not want to meet anyone. If they come and come meet, you meet that person, but you want him to go away. Because the condition comes into you of that kind that you want to be only one and no one else. Solitude becomes so strong in you, because the barakat of that, the condition of that, it becomes. That it becomes so strong in him that he stamped in him thereafter. Stamped. That nothing can take it out from him, the love of Allah. And that is what we are all searching for. That is all. And the only way you can achieve that thing is kasrat zikr, dawam ta'at. Dawam ta'at means completely submission to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah in every way of life. Not only what suits you find, in every way of life. Like if you look at it very carefully, that when you get this nafs mutmainna. You get endued the qualities of trust. You have trust in Allah, no one else. You have trust in Allah. No matter what it is, the trust. No matter what you're going through, whatever conditions you're going through, your trust in Allah has become so strong, you look at no one else. The relation of Allah becomes so strong in you that for a second you do not forget Him. You do not know that thing. You do not taste it, that's why. That for not a second too, you will not forget him. Not a second too. Because such a zikr, making zikr Allah Ta'ala continuously. The trust in Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong. The fear of Allah Ta'ala becomes strong, because only thing, the fear becomes that much that Allah minna salukum min khashika ma ta'khud bayni wa bayni ma'asik. That fear that Rasulullah to ask Nabi Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, give me that kind of fear. That brings about a barrier between me and the sin. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. We mustn't be more than fear than that. It prevents you from committing sin, alhamdulillah, that's a fear only. The moment you put your eyes somewhere else, you become so strong, your eyes do not even go there. Leave alone that the thought coming, it never comes into your heart to feel that it. That's called mutmain. Very strong. You do not want, there's no such thing as looking at the wrong. Just in this point, I shall show you. When Haji Ibn Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote to Hazrat Munashin Bongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, give me some of your condition, how you're feeling. He says, don't talk of condition, but Alhamdulillah. Gunaw se nafrat, or deen se raghbat. That is called mutmain. That is called mutmainna ya ayatuhan nafsu mutmainna. That is called mutmainna. Gunaw se, there is hate for sins. Hate, you know, hate. If someone commits sin, you look at his action with hate, not himself. And sometimes you feel pity for him too. Ya Allah, look at this tree. When you see a person committing a sin, you hate the sin, you don't hate the person. But you feel pity for him. Ya Allah. That quality comes into you. You do not look at the person badly, but you look at that action bad. It becomes strong in you. So he says, Hazrat, do not talk of conditions. I'm gunah se nafrat, deen se raghbat. If you got that two things in you, you achieve everything. So that one quality, when it comes to, he says, fear, humility, total humility, humble. Oh Allah, is you and no one else. Humility, everything that you do, you feel to yourself, it's Him doing it, not you. That quality, that even making zikr to, is like He telling you to make zikr. Everything you're doing, that He is telling you to do it, that condition comes into you, very strong. Alright, do it, become strong. Become strong. Become strong. Do your zikr, become very strong, and make proud to Allah. So these are few qualities of a person to have. Humility. Shukr. Allahu shukr. Every moment is making shukr. When you go to the bazaar, you're making shukr. You're in namaz, making shukr. There's not a minute not making shukr. You wake up, you're still making shukr. Every moment you're making shukr. Every condition Allah Ta'ala puts you in, you're happy with that condition. So one time in shukr too. You not take the word, you take shukr all the time with your heart to make shukr. Everything. How are you feeling? Alhamdulillah. How was yesterday? Alhamdulillah. How today? Alhamdulillah. There's no kind of, that is your heart between you and Allah. You don't complain of any kind. Today it was very busy, Alhamdulillah. Today it was very quiet, Alhamdulillah. The condition is like this, Allah to put in the highest pedestal. You are so happy, Alhamdulillah. He put it down to the ground, Alhamdulillah. He makes you king, Alhamdulillah. He makes you big, Alhamdulillah. He gives you the best of quality of health, Alhamdulillah. He gives the worst sickness, he comes, Alhamdulillah. The condition of your college, with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is that. Total humility and raza. Raza bar. You got a wife who's calling you all the time, Alhamdulillah, razi humya. Why you gave me that wife? She's bombing you left, right and center every day. Alhamdulillah. But I won't bomb her. I said, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you gave me for a reason. You gave me that child, I looked after the child, I nursed the child the correct way. Everything, he's doing everything opposite, Alhamdulillah. But you're doing your correct way. Everything you're doing according to Ya Allah. Everything's knocking you, you know. All said knocking you, Alhamdulillah. That is what called Raza Tan Qaza. That you do everything according to you, how you want it, how. But yet you get something all the opposite, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Raza par raza. Raza par raza. Happy with Allah's decision, which is very, very important. Which is very, very important. And you have the zeal, no? You have the zeal to do good deeds. Longing to do good deeds. Longing. As I told you, Hazrat Maharaj in Bombay, longing to do deeds. Good deeds come, you want to run to do it. No matter where you are, when you come to Salah, you run to make Salah. No matter what it is, you do. The early part of the morning, no matter how hot, how cold it is, you wake up. To make Amas fulfilled. The shock to do good deeds. One is a person doing the good deed, one is a shock. When you have that mutmainna, which we're talking about, the nafsa mutmainna, then you are shocked, there's something else, there's another relation altogether. It's another relation altogether. Why? You can't taste it. You know, some people say, this is barfi, this is that, this is that, you can say, taste it, then you don't know the name, is no problem. You don't know the name, no problem, but you tasted it. If you taste it one time, you get one taste only, Allahu Akbar, but you don't know what it is. Nafsa mutmainna, there's no fault at all. There's no defect at all. There's no defect at all, no fault at all. When they come to the zeal, the shock too, the shock is too strong, is something else. Then to that extent, it becomes so strong in the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes part of you. Everything becomes second nature. Second nature. Every sunnah that becomes on becomes second nature. If in good health, you make sure you're making wudu all the time. You make sure. When you're sick, it's something else, but you wudu all the time. You go to sleep too, no matter. There's no such thing as laziness. No such thing. Nafsa mukmainna means no such thing as laziness. No. If you've got laziness, that means you're still with lawama and amar. Lawama and amar. You're still there. You haven't come here. But when you come here, the relationship with you, Allah Ta'ala, is something else. You, the whole world, you're not in the whole world at all. Relation with Allah Ta'ala is something else. Allah. And then the akhlaq of Rasulullah s.a.w. comes into you. It becomes part of you. It The akhlaq of Nabi become part of you. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. The akhlaq of Allah Ta'ala come like akhlaq of Nabi come from complete on you. Everything that you do now, you are concerned of not to cause harm to anyone. No one. Walana is very far. Dilli durast. You know, read namaz is very easy. Read Quran is very easy. Nafil namaz, very easy. If you want to become this, what I'm saying is, why is something else? In your life, kisi ko kapi ki kisi taraf se, par rahat hi pahunchana. To keep with everyone, comfort everyone else. You forego your comfort for the comfort of others. Forego your comfort. That is no, it's a very big. Your wife is taking off with you left, right and center, but you're still comforting her. Still comforting. Your child is so causing so much harm to you, but still comforting her. The child. Why is very difficult? Khuda akram hai andar aa jaye. This is what you call nafs mutmain. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Quran. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Allah Ta'ala qalu rabbuna Allah, our Rabb. What our Rabb means? Our provider, our curer, our Malik, everything is wrongful of. So now, when you have accepted him, then why are you still making shirk? Why are you still committing shirk? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Become firm in whatever you say you believe. When not getting a child, you're going to the temple. You're going to this place and that place. You're going to the temple. Or you're going there, doing all the wrong things. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah Ta'ala is there. رَزَادُ الْقَزَى. I do the correct means, but my trust is not Allah. Correct means you are very sick. The doctor tells you, you must take sharab. Will you take it? He said, that will only save your life. Where does thumma istaqam? There to Allah Ta'ala to see. That there also you are very strong. Thumma. On that Allah has tajannatul alayhi malayik. When you are very firm with your iman, your trust in Allah Ta'ala, everything you got trust in everything. And then he says, thumma istaqam, very firm. That person, when he's waiting to go. He's waiting that when Malakul Maut come and take me away. And they come, he says, they welcome him. Allah taqabu wa la tahzan. They actually say that, Malaika, say them, do not fear. We are waiting to take you away. And what welcome that person gets, khuda kare hum samajh mein aa jaye. You don't know this is what Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. If we can only get that in us, that Allah wants to welcome us. If you and I are doing good deeds, remember Allah Ta'ala made you do the good deeds. If you want to meet Allah Ta'ala, say Allah Ta'ala, also I want to meet you too. But just to tell you, nafs mutmainna means this, but that at all times, no matter what, not for a second too, you forget Allah Ta'ala. Not for a second. That what you call maqam ihsan. Maqam ihsan. Allah Ta'ala looking at you. Allah Ta'ala looking at you. You know there was a buzhug. He had a lot of murids. One murid was a young murid. Young. But the sheikh looked after him. High. Very high. No, jealousy is a bad thing. Jealousy. Shaitan taught us jealousy, you know. Bad. So he told him, you know, the other thing, how come he came yesterday and we are every day, he's getting all the show, we got no show here. So he said, okay. He got the message. Somehow the buzhu get the message. He told him, come here. Each of you take one bird and go and slaughter it. For slaughter where there's no one looking. Everyone went under one tree, you know, cut, slaughtered and came. So no one from corner, slaughtered and came. Now the young fellow came, didn't slaughter that. What's wrong with you? The sheikh's talking like that. What's wrong with you? I told you, slaughter, come, you kill. Everyone slaughtered. Hazrat, you said, where no one is looking. You put a shirt there. Wherever I'm looking, Allah is looking at me. Wherever looking, Allah is looking at me. How can I slaughter? If that condition comes in, you and I, khuda kare, you walk in the street too, you won't want one sin to Allah is looking. You won't show, you won't use a vulgar language, Allah is looking. You won't see the wrong thing in the cell phone, Allah is looking. You won't even hear the wrong thing, Allah is looking. Khuda kare the buhaj. You can go a million times for hajj. You can go a million times for umrah. You can do everything. But then get this quality. Get this quality. This quality. So nafs mutmainna, something this, when it becomes so strong in you at that time, that you know what's meaning fana. Fana means annihilate for a person directly to Allah, that you completely annihilate yourself to him. He's only looking at you and you look at him. It's called fana fillah. Fana fillah. One is fana fil rasul. When you get fana fi sheikh, you get a lot of people get fana fi sheikh, the sheikh lived in fana. Then my husband will call someone, yes, fana fi sheikh. Fana fi Allah. Fana fi Allah is completely with Allah. But don't show disrespect to Allah. That quality, if we can only come into us, Leave that quality for a while. Leave the, bring the quality of this. The bring about the sunnah tariq of Nabi in our lives. Bring the akhlaq of Nabi in our lives. That is more sufficient than anything else. If you brought this quality to us, the akhlaq, not to cause any harm to anyone. Khalas. This is one statement. Meri taraf se kisi ko takleef na ho. That is very difficult. But if you got Allah's hand with you, nothing is difficult. One person, one murid, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah. Haji Imdadullah replied to him that you have achieved this thing in a very short span of time. Many have committed suicide and not received that. To achieve that thing they did not receive, but they have committed suicide, and in a very short span of time they achieved so much. We are very weak, but Allah's mother is always with us. If you are very, very concerned and have true sincerity and you make it, the dawam ta'at means complete obedience to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you know something. If one thing missing in your life, one thing to one sunnah to, you will be completely uneasy. Shaykh Chisti Muhammad Muhammad Shiddi rahmatullah alayhi, he forgot when to make the mu'adda hilal of the fingers. And just imagine, he forgot. By the time when he saw the dream, and told you, forgot me. He was so worried. Kya ho gaya? What I did? I missed something. That's called becheni, you call it. Becheni. And he got up straight away and day after that, how many, every day, for what? He repeated namaz, not necessary, but sure. And for 1 year, I think he read 100 nafil namaz for that. What mistake happened? Isko kehte jab muhabbat ho jati hai, to no one can change you. No one can come your way to. You got him and he got you. To Allah Ta'ala hame us par amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Aur Nabi Kareem se sachi muhabbat hame naseeb farma. Wa akhir ta'ala alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin aqibin. Wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. ربنا اتمنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد.